Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. All right, a little traffic report here. We're off and running fast this morning. At 11:30, Commanders tight end John Bates will join the program. John did not play this past week. DQ kind of hinted he wouldn't, said it was a long shot. We'll ask John where he stands for the Atlanta game, plus what he thought of the run game, which was super impressive against the Raiders. At 12:30, University of Maryland athletic director Jim Smith will join the program. Really excited to talk to Jim. He is everywhere, dude. I follow him on Instagram, and this dude is out there really, really trying to build support for the Terps. Terps are also 4-0 with a huge game against the Washington Huskies coming up. They get a bye this week, and then the Huskies. I mean, think about that. Washington Huskies coming to College Park.
Oh, boy.
I mean, it. Washington versus Maryland, Big Ten football.
They're going to be – they go like, you go up to Washington, University of Washington, and you come to Maryland, they're going to be – it's going to be culture shock for them.
It's going to be a different world.
Yeah, yeah.
I went to that Washington Stadium a couple years back. It's awesome.
I played at the golf course.
Right on the water. Oh, I bet the golf
course
beautiful.
Is sweet.
I bet. Yes. Tischler's doing a golf trip where he's going to play Duke, Carolina, and NC State's golf courses. That's a pretty cool trip.
I didn't get my invitation. I don't understand what's going on.
Hey, Mitch, B wants to go.
Yeah, man. I understand. You want to just take the guys you just beat up on. I understand.
When the Mitchells get together on the golf course, they tend to take my money. I can tell you that. 1 o'clock, our boy Barstool Nate will join us. And at 1:30, Commandante Tequila sent us fake golf balls. We don't know what's going to happen, but we're going to send Jeff out into the alley with White Brian. Hopefully, we'll be able to stream it. And Jeff's going to try to hit one of these fake golf balls. They may explode. Jeff may not generate enough torque to explode it.
We're going to hit a golf ball.
If it be the other part, if he doesn't explode it and just hits his golf ball in the alley, he could very easily break some windows.
Nah. That golf ball right there is not going hard enough to break no window. I'm telling you, it feels like a damn ping pong ball.
Yeah, I don't know.
With some sand in it.
Yeah, these are very bizarre.
Did you hit Commander, and asked him again about these golf balls. Jeff, what did he tell you when you asked the question? He went, hee-hee or something.
That's kind of his standard voice. A little
weird. Yep, he said, shh, hee-hee, have a little fun.
All right, so Jeff's going to hit an exploding golf ball at 1:30.
But it feels too light.
Yeah, because it's not a golf ball.
You know what? I think it may have a little, what's it called in here? Like, what's the stuff they put in the firecracker?
We're going to find out.
Oh, like powder.
Yeah, that's what I think it is.
I did at least want to play Bickle's Cut because I haven't heard this yet. I just saw people on the internet running with it. Let's hear what EB said this morning about Jaden.
And it was my immediate reaction when I heard right before the game that they said if this was a playoff game, he wouldn't even be close to it. There was no consideration of him playing. That's how,
right?
Like, he just wasn't close to playing.
Yep.
And then it made me think, oh, wow, it's way more than just a little minor. I mean, it may be minor relatively, but it's not just like a little boo-boo, right? I was talking to somebody yesterday who had, I mean, this is unconfirmed stuff, but that, you know, he was maybe walking around in a pretty big brace the other day.
Mm-hmm.
There's some thought that this could be beyond a 1 or 2 week.
Yeah, I'm expecting him not to play this weekend in Atlanta.
So, like, what Bickle said versus how people are handling it on the internet, to me, are quite different.
See, and that this is why, and I'm only saying this information because he just said what he said and we played it. I am privy to so much information that I never, ever bring to the airwaves because you know what? If I don't have facts about something, I don't go talk about it. I was also told by someone, and the fact that I didn't come to the air and say it because it's someone, I don't think it's someone close enough to know anything, that if it was a playoff game, he'll play. See what I'm saying? Two people told two totally different things. That's why I don't say most of the stuff because I don't care about clicks or whatever. I'm just letting people know. So when people come out to me all the time, hey, man, what you think about so-and-so? Hey, bro, I don't know. Because you're not going to be saying, I told you something. That's the whole thing. We have a damn avenue on this radio to where we have to educate too, but also we got to understand what we say will also spark conversation and attention. And I'm not going to say it when I think, if I don't have facts, you've heard me give you facts. And when I told you stuff, it happens. And we talked about it on air. But the mere fact, just because somebody says something, depending on who that person is where I'm going with. If the person not the doctor or somebody real close to him, if you ain't got the same blood running through your veins he does, I ain't saying a damn thing. Because everybody got some information from somebody. That's why I don't say it. Because he didn't mean any harm when he said.
Right, like...
But people are going to run with it, and right. That's the thing about it. We all know that fact already, that there are a bunch of idiots on the internet that want to run with stuff. Don't give them nothing to run with.
Surrounded by idiots on the internet.
Lando. Yes.
For me, the Jaden thing, if there's like a quest for truth on this and you're upset that the coach isn't giving it to you, welcome to pro football.
He's not going to give it to you. Listen, man.
Now, if there's a different concern that, yo, Jaden's really hurt and he's going to miss 6 weeks, I don't think that's the case.
Yeah.
But like, okay.
I think that'll be discussed. But let's be real. There's a certain thing called HIPAA. You know that? That doesn't seem to work in pro sports, right? Like, normally, if you're an individual and your doctor says something, your doctor can get in trouble. Anybody around you can get in trouble. Am I right? Those laws, HIPAA laws, whatever you call it, when it comes down to the doctor and nobody can say your information. But in pro football, everybody seems to know everything that goes on with everybody. You ever notice that?
Yeah.
So let's be real. The coaches sometimes, I don't think they are held. I think they may be held to it. I think most people in the whole industry is held to it. But they don't say 100% of everything because they don't want to end up in some trouble. Certain things they just can't say. And certain things I'm not going to say because it gives somebody an advantage or a disadvantage. And I'm not finna damn sure I'm not going to give a team all the information to prepare for me. They need to think everything I'm saying all the time.
When we return, let's take a spin around the NFL. There are, I believe, 6 undefeated teams in the NFL. Who's the best? There's a bunch of teams that are 0-3, winless teams in the NFL. Who's the worst? And who's the best in the middle? Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.